All right, on today's episode of the Health Ranger Report here on Brighteon.tv, we have a bombshell interview with Dr. Francis Boyle, and it's about the new WHO pandemic treaty, which is in conceptual draft form, and it's about to go active. Looks like it'll be signed next year. It overthrows the United States of America and our Constitution. It puts the WHO in charge of a global medical authoritarian dictatorship that allows them to dictate local decisions about how we respond to so-called pandemics. And the entire thing is about pushing vaccines and pharmaceuticals and censorship to silence anyone who disagrees with vaccines or pharmaceuticals or ventilators or anything else, or lockdowns, etc. This is a massive globalist effort to try to destroy health freedom and enslave the human race. We'll have that interview straight ahead here on Brighteon.tv. All right, welcome, folks. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com. And today we have a very special guest, someone who is key, just pivotal to the debate and the history of bioweapons and dual-use research into biological weapons. You know him. His name is Dr. Francis Boyle, and he is the author of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that was signed by President Reagan. And he has been very active in researching and communicating about these issues that face humanity in the years since, especially since the COVID came upon us. So, Dr. Boyle, it's an honor, sir, to have you on the show. You have done extraordinary work. Welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me on, and my best to your listening audience. And I did want to state that I called for and drafted the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, that was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President George Bush Sr. with the approval of the United States Department of Justice.
Oh, wow. Okay. So your research into this spans quite a bit of the existence of the technology, and yet what we're seeing now are, you know, new technologies such as CRISPR and gene editing that did not even exist when you first wrote that. So what are your concerns now, especially regarding Joe Biden's recent executive order?
Right, Mike. In fact, what got me involved in the opposition to biological weapons was that DNA genetic engineering had just come into its infancy back in those days. And it turned out that the Reagan administration and his neoconservatives were abusing DNA genetic engineering for the purpose of developing offensive biological warfare weapons. So what I wanted to do with my legislation was first to stop that, and then second, any other forms of research, development, testing on biological weapons, including synthetic biology, which is in my statute as well. That was anticipated, and it clearly criminalized synthetic biology, which would be gene editing and CRISPR. So as a matter of fact, at the first convention of the synthetic biologists, one of their primary recommendations was to repeal my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, because they fully intended to get into using gene editing, CRISPR, et cetera, for biological warfare purposes. In fact, if you study the public record, Mike, you will find out that the whole field of synthetic biology was set up and funded by the Pentagon by its agency, DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program Agency. They set this whole thing up. And so whenever you're reading about the miracles of CRISPR, gene editing, remember the Pentagon is behind this.
You know, that's a really important point. And our audience is quite sophisticated in this realm, and they understand that throughout these past few decades, the neocons have weaponized many different technologies and have used them against civilian populations, for example, in Iraq and in many other areas around the world. It has been an abuse of this technology, at least in my opinion. This is kind of a wild card, but have you followed the accusations of biological weapons research facilities run by the United States in Ukraine?
Yes, I have. And remember, those facilities were set up by the Pentagon.
Yes.
They were not set up by, Mother Teresa and the Sisters of Charity. The Pentagon specializes in killing people. And from what I have read, all the evidence that has so far come into the public record, yes, indeed, they are consistent with offensive U.S. Biological warfare weapons and programs throughout Ukraine, yes.
Do you have any sense of whether research milestones were achieved in those facilities, or was it suspended because of the conflict there, or did weapons come out of that over the years that are now in freezers somewhere, or what was the upshot of that?
Well, it does appear they were developing weapons, right? And it does appear some of those weapons at least leaked out of those facilities, setting off, exotic types of diseases there. I'm not saying that they were actually used. I don't even think the Russian government said they were actually used. And yes, when the Russian government blew the whistle on these programs, they were shut down, and all of their biological warfare agents were shipped somewhere else to do the best they could to cover up.
Right, right. Well, that brings up another question. Do you find that the information environment today, both from mainstream media but also online and big tech and so on, do you find it shocking how much censorship there is now about even talking about these subjects that you and I have done interviews about before? But, in the 1980s, you could talk about these things and it was covered in the media. And now there seems to be this denialism that any of this is really going on, doesn't there?
Well, all I can do is speak about my personal history here, Mike. I was the first person to blow the whistle on the fact that the anthrax attacks of October 2001 came out of a U.S. biological warfare program and lab. That was November 2, 2001, at a convention for the Council for Responsible Genetics held at Harvard Divinity School. And as I was walking into the Div School there was a Fox News camera there who interviewed me, and I said, well, sure, this was super weapons grade anthrax that could only have come out of a U.S. biological warfare weapons program and lab. And I have a list of them all back in my office. Back in those days, they were a matter of public record if you look for them. And then I went in at the conference. I was leading a workshop on the biowarfare, and I said the same thing. And Professor John King, founder of Council for Responsible Genetics, agreed with me. Then I came back here in my office. I gave an interview to Pacifica Radio Network to the same effect. And then later that week, I was on the BBC saying that clearly this is an offensive biological warfare weapon that came out of a U.S. Program and lab. And then an order was given, and I was never interviewed again by any Western news media source on biological weapons, biological warfare. That then goes back to, I would say, the first week of November 2001. So, of course, yes, there's massive censorship, disinformation, everything you can imagine out there, sure.
Well, hence the reason that these alternative platforms like this one, Brighteon, are so crucial for this. And you've been very gracious, Dr. Boyle, in doing interviews with many alternative or upcoming media platforms. And in fact, today I'd like to get into the main topic that you mentioned before we began here about the new WHO treaty. You have a real warning for Humanity. I'd like to give you the floor on that, and I'll jump in with questions. But go ahead with that. What's your primary concern?
Well, Mike, as I mentioned before we went on the air, I first wanted to talk about the Biden executive order on advancing biotechnology, which President Biden himself signed in the White House last September. And I won't go through all of it here. The critical language comes at the very end. It's sort of snuck in there. And let me quote for you, Mike, this language, Roman numeral 7, develop and work to promote and implement resources bilaterally and multilaterally to facilitate appropriate oversight for life scientists, dual use research of concern, and research involving potentially pandemic and other high consequence pathogens and manufacturing related to research and development globally. Now, Mike, let me break that down for you. All right. So develop work to promote and implement dual research of concern. Dual research of concern. They are admitting, Mike, that Biden is authorizing and approving in a presidential executive order biological warfare weapons. Dual research means it's offensive and defensive at the same time. And right. to have an effective biological warfare weapon, first you need the weapon, and then you need an alleged vaccine or antidote to protect your own people from blowback. So whenever you see dual research of concern, that's even a term of art adopted by the United States government, you know they are going to develop biological warfare weapons. Again, using DNA genetic engineering, synthetic biology, gene editing, CRISPR-Cas9, et cetera. Right. That's exactly what they're doing here, Mike. And then notice this. And research involving potentially pandemic and other high consequence pathogens. So they admit they are doing dual use research involving pandemic and high consequence pathogens. They admit that. That's what they're doing. This is where COVID-19 comes from, Mike. As I've said before, it is an offensive biological warfare weapon with gain of function properties that was developed by the University of North Carolina Biosafety Level Lab 3 in conjunction with the Wuhan Biosafety Level Lab 4 lab, which is China's Fort Detrick. And I should point out, if you read that UNC BSL-3 contract, not only is the Chinese bat queen on there from Wuhan BSL-4, but Fort Detrick, our own Fort Detrick, is involved. So they are going to do more of this, Mike. We have to understand how serious. They are not stopping. They are doubling down. They are tripling down. And we can then expect more pandemics like COVID-19, Mike. If you're reading the news, watching the news media, reading the news media, they're all saying, well, another pandemic is coming. Right. It's coming as a result of their programs. That's exactly right. That's how they know another pandemic is coming, Mike. I just want to
clearly, but this is an executive order, so
it's a presidential order. It's not just an executive order. It comes right out of the White House, signed by President Biden himself, and is currently being implemented by any federal agency or contractor with the United States federal government. Yes.
But doesn't this contradict existing restrictions and regulations at the NIH, the NIAID, FDA, DHS, and so on? I mean, the Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that you authored and so on. Don't we have treaties in place that would disallow this kind of activity or supposed to?
Of course, the Biological Weapons Convention prevents it, and my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 criminalize it with life imprisonment. The Department of Justice wanted to put the death penalty in there. I resisted that because I'm a lifelong abolitionist. I put life imprisonment. The problem, Mike, is that these are all United States government federal agencies. And the War Department and the CIA are working on this and funding it. So, of course, the Department of Injustice is not going to enforce any of these laws, including my own law. That's the problem here.
Wow. Okay. So we've now entered a realm where this current administration, much like previous administrations, by the way, is actively seeking to overrule or violate laws prohibiting this research. And they are admitting they're engaging in dual use research, which is the development of biological weapons. And out of that, as you're saying, you believe we will have more pandemics. Is that from accidental release, deliberate deployment, enemies getting their hands on it, or what kinds of mechanisms do you think would result?
Well, it'd be both, Mike. Well, all three. But in the case of the anthrax attacks, that was super weapons grade anthrax that came out of Fort Detrick, and that was done deliberately in order to ram through the USA Patriot Act through Congress that sets up an American police state, and also to provoke and justify war against Iraq. In the other cases, I believe the Wuhan BSL-4 COVID-19 was a leak. From all the evidence I've seen so far, it was a leak. All these BSL-3s and BSL-4s leak, every one of them, if you study the history here. That is why in the documentary film Anthrax War, by Cohn and Nadler, as far back as 2009, which you can find online, I served a consultant to them. And at the very end, I say, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen, these BSL-3s and BSL-4s. And then again, in 2015, I gave a very lengthy interview. You can find it in my new book, Resisting Medical Tyranny, where I said, this is all a biocatastrophe waiting to happen. It was a statistical certainty as I saw it as you know, even before 2009.
So these military grade weaponized pathogens can be used for lots of purposes. As you said, with the anthrax scare, it can be used to justify an attack on another nation. It can be used to push a narrative, or they can escape unintentionally and cause havoc. They could also be deployed against nations like Russia, let's say, or China, for example. And is there any way to stop this? Are there any legal efforts underway, lawsuits to try to prevent this executive order or presidential order from taking shape?
Right, Mike. And the military-industrial complex, the CIA, they've used these weapons against us, the American people. We have to understand there is a stockpile of that super weapons grade anthrax that has been called Amerithrax still out there. My best estimate is it's at Dugway Proving Ground right now. They'll use it again against us if they decide it's necessary. Let's look at monkeypox that just came out. That clearly was a biological warfare weapon that came out of a lab. It had 30 mutations over and above the wild-type monkeypox in Africa. And there it was. It was released all over the world. So that was done. Why I think it was done to scaremonger states of the world into adopting the World Health Organization regulation amendments that were then under consideration in Geneva to be followed up by this World Health Organization treaty. So, you know, whenever it suits the interests of, you know, the deep state, call them what you want, they'll use biological warfare weapons, even against our own people, as they have done before.
Yeah, good point. So the elements of the government are, in fact, the biological terrorists, and they use these as leverage to get what they want. Namely, one of those outcomes is a global medical police state where no one, and certainly no local government and no doctor, would have an individual right to speak out against the narrative. That really brings us to the WHO pandemic treaty. I know you've done a lot of research on that. What do you see that treaty? And you told me earlier that's in a preliminary draft form currently. What are the big red flags in that treaty that you see?
Right, Mike. Well, I had read a previous edition, and then the near final edition just came out, which I read in preparation for this interview today. It literally is a totalitarian medical scientific dictatorship for the entire world that will be set up under the auspices of the WHO, which is really a front organization for the American CDC, Bill Gates, the drug industry, Big Pharma, the biological weapons industry, and the Chinese Communist government. And the connection here is quite clear. We know, for example, Tony Fauci is Biden's White House scientific advisor on all of this, including this recent biotech order I just went through you with, saying it's going to be full speed ahead on dual-use research of concern, even into pandemics. Okay, well, guess what? President Trump pulled us out of the WHO. Biden put us back in, and then he appointed Tony Fauci as the U.S. representative on the WHO executive committee. So it's clear what is happening then is because of resistance here in the United States across the board to these totalitarian orders coming out of the United States federal government, both under Trump and even more so under Biden, Fauci and the others have tried to do an end run around the United States Constitution, state, local health authorities. Under the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, public health is considered to be part of the police powers of the states of the union, not the federal government. So you can have opposition, for example, in several of governors here around the country saying, we're just not taking any more orders from the CDC or Washington, D.C. What in light of all this resistance that has now developed during the past 2 years of this pandemic.
Well, thank you for joining me and spending all this time. We greatly appreciate you. And for those of you listening, again, this has been an interview with Dr. Francis Boyle, and you are free to repost this interview on your own channels or other platforms. Please do so. Spread the word, sound the alarm, and take the actions to try to hold these people responsible for their crimes against humanity, you know, the legal investigations and grand juries and so on that Dr. Boyle mentioned. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, Dr. Boyle, once again for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
Sure, Mike, and keep up the good work.
We shall do our best.